What's the purpose of Art in the City?
The purpose of Art in the City is to highlight the visual and performing arts that we have here in downtown Dayton. We have an incredible arts community, so this is the chance we get to bring out local artists, let them show the community their work, hopefully bring folks from the suburbs who aren't typically around downtown Dayton, let them see what we have going on in addition to experiencing all of this hands-on art completely free for everyone in attendance. So at the end of the day, it's a great way to get out and have a really fun Saturday.
I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. That's the voice of Jessica Sands, Public Relations and Marketing Manager for the Downtown Dayton Partnership, who's gearing up for this weekend's Art in the City, as artists and performers of all kinds share their talent on stages and sidewalks throughout the entire downtown area. How many years will this be for Art in the City?
Oh, that's actually a tougher question than you would think. We had one virtual year, so I believe this is our 9th in person.
Wow.
Yeah.
How the time flies.
Absolutely.
What's new for this year?
This year we have a few things that are new. We've listened to our guests in years past, and we know the footprint is gigantic. It covers most of downtown, so RTA is actually providing us with a free shuttle to help folks get out to see more of the footprint, so that'll be exciting. Destination Dayton has also helped us with an app to make it easier to navigate things on the go, and you'll be able to see your location, easy place to get around, all of that. As far as actual art content, we have the Dayton Convention Center is going to be activated for us this year now that they've finished their renovations. So the juried art show pieces are actually going to be hosted inside the Dayton Convention Center, and folks will have a chance to get to meet all of the artists who took part in that. We will have the harmonies, music, sculpture installations. I'm sure there's a more official title. But those are interactive sculptures that will be in place in 4 different locations around downtown. They'll be marked on the Art in the City map for folks to find and hear some local music.
How should an attendee plan out their day?
I would recommend we have our event guide that's going to be available on downtowndayton.org. Take a look at that. We are also putting the finishing touches on that app, so that'll be the Destination Dayton app. Take a look at that as well. Get a printed festival guide, and you can really map out your day. We have a new format for the schedule, so that way if folks get here at 3 o'clock and just want to see what's happening at 3 o'clock, they'll be able to see it by time instead of just by venue as we've done in the past.
Jess, I want you to pretend that you don't work for the Downtown Dayton Partnership and you are simply planning to attend.
Mm-hmm.
What would be highlights of Jess Sands' day at Art in the City?
That's a great question. I think the interactive dance stage sounds like a lot of fun. That's going to be at the Schuster Center, and there will be dance organizations teaching classes all day for free. So you can get in and learn some Polynesian dance. You can learn some belly dance. We'll have some additional performances. And just a couple steps away, we're doing our first year of the Great Dayton Cake Off. So we'll get to see some really beautifully decorated cakes by local bakers and have the chance to vote. So I think that would be my first stop. Let's see. I know there's a block party on St. Clair Street with some chalk artists, music, a beer garden. So that would probably be my next stop.
And to wrap up the day?
I think I would stop at the Oregon District. That's where we're having the Arts Bazaar. So we'll have all of our arts vendors who are selling artisan wares, crafts, all kinds of good things that they've made. So it's a really great way to get out. That's a great way to get a lot of artists all at once, just right up and down the street.
There's so much to take in. So many little things to consider. There is a one-stop shop that anyone can go to get all of the information that they'll need to plan out their day, right?
Yes. Downtowndayton.org will have it nice and big right on our homepage.
Art in the City is this Saturday, August 2nd from 1 to 7 p.m. Again, more information can be found at downtowndayton.org. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical. Thank you.